The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. What can you give God? It's a question many people ask and think about, and sometimes conclude there's nothing I can give God, which is actually true, and yet not completely true. I read a devotion a while back that said there are four ways in which you can express your kindness and generosity towards others and God. Four ways? I know of the first three general ways. The first is giving your time. And for people who are busy, that's hard. But for us who are blind or have a disability, that's actually kind of easy. We got a lot of time, and it's a great resource to use in this, because in this busy world, lots of people aren't even given the time of day, which maybe you've even experienced from people. But when we give it to others, it's a blessing. The second is giving your talents. You know, what gifts, what abilities do you have? I'm pretty handy, well, really handy with my hands in building and repairing. And so I do this for people who are blind in the St. Louis area. And I do it at no cost so that I can be of help to them. I know one person who gets this podcast who plays the harp. And she goes to nursing centers and plays the harp for people. It's a giving of her talent. So it's something to think about. What is your talent and how can you give it and share it? Well, the third, this is what we often think of, is giving money. Certainly it's a fine thing to do, but I know that a lot of you, because you're blind, including myself, don't have much money, and so we don't have much to give to God. God hasn't given us much, just enough to get by, and that's why we can think of giving other things besides money to him. But here's the fourth. I had never given the thought to this fourth one that came through this devotion from Lutheran Charity, Church Charities, and it's your temperament. Most everybody struggles with anxiety and difficulties and fights that are going on inside, and they don't even talk about it. But when we give our temperament, our smile, word of encouragement, oh, it can be a lifeline to some people that keeps them afloat. To do this, sometimes gotta not think about ourselves, but we gotta think about the people we're with. A conscious effort. That's hard, because sometimes selfishness and self-centeredness is like breathing. We do it without thinking. And so to share a positive, uplifting, caring, joyful spirit, encouraging temperament, just like time, talent, or treasure, it has to be a very conscious decision. Some people are actually natural at this because they're outgoing people. But lots of people, maybe you, aren't an outgoing person. And so to have a temperament of joy and kindness can be somewhat difficult, especially when you're having difficult circumstances yourself. So, what do we do? Well, we need to reprogram our minds and actually make a decision. I will do something. I will share this. I will smile. I will go out of my way to be kind and joyful to a person before this day is over. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, Paul wrote, "For each of you should look not only to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as Christ Jesus, who, being the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. You know, Jesus did that. He made that conscious effort to come here to earth. He made the conscious effort to live the perfect life. He made the conscious effort to then and decision to die in our place. He did all of that. And it is knowing that he loves us, forgives us, and is with us no matter what our circumstances are. Because actually, the circumstances of his cross to forgive us was a lot worse. It's because of his circumstances that we know, no matter what our circumstances, we can have joy, hope, and we can encourage other people. Even if our circumstances aren't good, or if people rebuff us, because, hey, we got Jesus. Again, it says, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as Christ. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you did for us. Help us to have your attitude, your life style, your determination, even when circumstances aren't good, to be able to share, to encourage, to let our temperament be a help to others. Be with us, Lord, and help us, because that's something we can share. It's one of the gifts you've given us to do. We ask it, Jesus, in your name. Amen. I'd love to hear from you, and you can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.